Adam Lowry said that he feels as if his game has noticeably improved since last season. Have you seen a progression even throughout this preseason?
Well, I saw him play a couple of playoff games in Wilkes-Barre this year, games 4 and 5, I believe. He was a good player in game 4, and he was a force in game 5. And watching game 4, thought that he could play at Muni, kind of get that sense he's going to play in the league. It's just his defensive stick was so good, his positioning was so good. The question would be pace. Not in terms of whether he was going to play, but how soon he would play, you know, what level he gets to. And those questions are still to be answered. But in the camp, he's not behind anything. He's not behind any drills. He's not late getting up the ice or getting to his coverage. Being a really smart player aids in that. It helps him get to position first. He doesn't spend a lot of energy right now not trying to make a mistake in his positioning, because it's usually really, really good and bang on, to the point that he can cover off other mistakes. So, yeah, I don't have really any concerns or questions whether this young man's going to play and play for a long time. He's going to be a really good player in this league, and as he gets more and more comfortable, his size, his physicality, his willingness to go to the net, coupled with a really good defensive stick now, whatever happens in terms of the offensive part, if it develops a bit or even not at all, he's going to be a good player. And if he can find the way to beat some goalies and get these, got a good shot, he gets that off quicker, and that's confidence. He's going to be a really solid two-way player.
No Ehlers, Patan, or Morrissey out there. Are they still up here?
And No. There's a bit of a seven-game cap. I mean, Patan and Ehlers, you know, played 9 games in about 21 days. That's enough hockey for anybody. And we don't necessarily make them better putting in the game after game after game. This is 5 games in 8 days at an NHL pace and an NHL schedule. And then we got guys coming back. So Gagliardi comes back, and we at least will put a couple lines together. So they just didn't – I don't think it was going to be a benefit physically for them. They've both gotten better, and the decisions – weren't going to be changed, I don't think, after a game tonight. I like the new guy.
As he gets deeper into camp, do the decisions get tougher? Is that a good thing for the organization? Do you see it that way?
Sure. You want players that I mean, you put your list before camp starts, and you have your depth chart and where you think, based on play and draft position, certain guys slot in, and then you want some of those things to change over the course of the training camp. You want a young player to come in and give you pause to think that maybe there's time for them. Maybe there is a possibility of development in this league, which is the key question on the young players. And then some of those role guys, you want to see that their summer has made a difference. And when you're trying to change that, culture is not the right word, but certainly where we set the bar in terms of our conditioning and our preparation coming in. You want somebody to come in and say, wow, look at this guy. He's pushed this summer. And because of that, it's translated on the ice. And when maybe you had him at 14, now he goes to 12, or 12 goes into that top 9. So those are important things to have happen. And as your team gets older, more mature and deeper, it'll become more and more difficult for the young player to come in and take somebody's job. And that's where you want to get to.
Do you know personally if you want to go 13-8 or 14-7 in terms of the opening day roster?
No, that's more of a function of who you've got and what position. I mean, in terms of running an NHL practice, it's easier to do it with 8 defensemen, but you're not making a decision based on that. If I had my choice, I'd have 12 forwards and 8 D for practice every single day, but you're not making any decisions on who stays and goes based on that preference.
You left the ice rather hastily. Was that by design, or was there some anger there?
No, nothing got broken. Everything was good. I didn't enjoy the flavor of the morning skate and didn't feel that I should be a part of that.
Sorry, just to follow up on Ken's, when you were giving your answer about camp and about guys pushing and everything, you've said that, you know, you can go into a camp with kind of your lines in your mind roughly set and then see what happens. Have guys in this camp pushed or surprised you? I'm not looking. I know you won't.
No, I don't. No, you know what? I think part of that is learning about new players too, right? So what Matthew Perreault does and what he needs on the line, that how you compose each unit for the role that you see them playing, that gets changed, but probably in this camp by injury more than necessarily anything else. But I have a better understanding of Matthew Perreault's game, what he needs, and where we can help him excel. And there's some young players that have come in that answered some questions on, in my mind, where I think they are. And that will be reflected in our opening night lineup.